Well, over the last few weeks, we've been talking enough about the Olympics, of course, but before there was Michael Phelps or Missy Franklin from Aurora, Colorado, there was Lynn Cox. And while she's no Olympic gold medalist, she did break down barriers when she swam across the Bering Strait. That's right, the one that runs from Alaska to Big Diomede and then to part of the Soviet Union. At that time, it was the Soviet Union. It goes all the way to Russia. Her swim in 40-degree water broke down Cold War barriers. Both Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev praised her success, and the world applauded that accomplishment. This weekend marks the 25th anniversary of that swim. Lynn Cox joins us now from California. Hello, Lynn.
Hello. Good morning.
I can't even say the words 40-degree waters without getting a shiver in my spine, much less my extremities. How did you deal with the conditions as you embarked on that historic swim?
Actually, I trained in very, very cold water for many years. That Bering Strait swim took 30 years of preparation. And it was also a way of trying to do research on cold and try to figure out how much we could endure and survive and use that for scientific research. So there was a component of opening the border between the U.S. and Soviet Union, but also doing the cold research. So I was a cold research guinea pig.
But okay, so I understand that you were trying to open up relations between Russia and the U.S. and also open up avenues for research. But my question is, how did you stand it? How did you stand it?
One stroke in front of the other. I think that you have a huge mindset that allows you to do these things, where you think about it, dream about it, prepare for it. That swim took 11 years, and it was primarily a huge hurdle politically to get the approval from, first I wrote to Brezhnev, then Andropov, then Chinyanko, and finally it was Gorbachev who said yes. But in that process, as you're training for it, you're also physically and mentally setting yourself up to do it. There was a huge leap, though, when I stepped offshore off Little Diomede and, you know, jumped into the water and started swimming, and you know, you immediately feel this huge surge of cold rushing through your body when the water's, you know, 38 degrees. So it was really hard. It was really hard.
Yeah, I bet. Did you ever meet President Reagan or Mikhail Gorbachev afterward?
Actually, I was invited after the swim to meet with the Pope in Rome and attend one of his audiences, because he happened to have been a swimmer, Pope John Paul.
Yeah.
So that was so cool. And then after that, on the way back home, I stopped to see President Reagan at the Oval Office, because he had been always a huge sports fan and had been a lifeguard off Santa Monica, California. Mm-hmm. So he has this affinity for swimming, and he also was so involved in that whole detente. And, you know, what I was doing sort of was trying to underscore and try to bridge that distance between the U.S. and Soviet Union.
Lynn Cox, it almost makes those swims between Miami, between Key West, Florida and Cuba quaint. The water's so warm.
There's still a huge challenge for that. There's lots of current, and there's lots of jellyfish, and there's lots of big fish with teeth. So that's a whole different thing, though.
Well, it's quite remarkable and worth noting on this 25th anniversary of an amazing physical accomplishment, certainly a political one, that helped people reach across the Bering Sea to each other between the Soviet Union and the United States. That was Lynn Cox, historic swimmer in the Bering Sea from 25 years ago. It is the anniversary of her historic swim in, I said 40, but she says 38-degree water. I can barely stand to say it. Lynn, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks.